This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام النبيين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أماذا عائشة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها informs us that as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached his 40th year, he started to experience righteous, true visions, dreams as clear as the day, and dreams which would inevitably eventuate soon afterwards. An extraordinary experience for an simple man who was living a pretty ordinary life in Mecca. So this spiritual experience drove the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards seclusion. He liked to contemplate, reflect, think, go into these retreats of these quiet, reflective contemplations. So he would start to leave the hustle and bustle of the city and walk some 3 to 4 miles out of the city to the bottom of a mountain and climb that mountain to what I assume would probably take about 2 hours climb to reach the top where there's a almost like a canopy, like a cave, known to me and you as Ghari Hira. So he would stay there for a day or two or three and then come back, continue with life. And sometimes he used to come back only to take provisions and then go back to his recluse, to his meditation, and to his retreat. So notice, Allah Rabbul Izzah, before the first revelations were to be revealed on the Prophet, prepares him for his spiritual journey some 6 months before the actual revelations came. Because what was about to be revealed on him was nothing light. It is the word of the Creator Himself. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, "Inna sanulqi عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We will cast upon you a heavy word." So, and the word of Allah, this is the word of the one that created the heavens and earth, and the commands to whom the creation surrenders and submits, and words that Allah Rabbul Izzah Himself says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Had we were to have revealed this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled out of fear, trembling and shattering because of the might of the word of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So the word is mighty and preparation is required. So Allah prepares the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be able to receive the divine words of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And not only the Prophet, Allah Rabbul Izzah prepares the heavens to receive the word of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So we know from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the jinn used to reach up towards the heavens and find places where they could sit and listen to the discussions, dialogue of the angels, and from that try to figure out what is going to be happening on earth and bring that information in some diluted way to their proxies on earth, to their soothsayers and fortune tellers, to tell them this is what might be happening. So the jinn say, وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ, we reached out towards the heavens, فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا, we found it guarded, filled with guards, strong, carrying flames, missiles in mine, in your language. So the security protocol and detail of the heavens changed. And the jinn say, وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَسَدًا. And we were seeking a place to be able to sit and listen and steal information. But nowadays the jinn say, as in when the Quran, when the heavens is getting ready for the receiving of the Quran from Lawh al-Mahfuz, the security protocol now, if you go towards it, they shoot at you with flames. So the heavens changed in anticipation of receiving the word of Allah. Because, dear ones, the Quran was initially in Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the secure tablet. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed it as a whole to our world, ila sama'i dunya. And this is where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, inna أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, we revealed it in the night of decree. So Allah Rabbul Izzah sent the Quran down to our skies in preparation for it to be revealed to the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet himself is on earth now towards the end of his preparation to receive divine revelation. So live the moment with me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now it's Ramadan. The Rasul goes for his i'tikaf, for his seclusion, retreat into the distant cave of Hira. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lonely, isolated, afar from the hustle and bustle and life altogether, you know, perched in the middle of nowhere, he's sitting, contemplating, reflecting, getting close and near to his Lord. And then he notices there's someone else in the cave. In the month of Ramadan, it's a Monday. And in the last 10, so some say the 21st of Ramadan, and although there's differences of opinion. So the Rasul looks up and there's someone else in the cave. And the person doesn't say, Assalamu alaikum, ahlan wa sahlan, kayf al-hal, how are you, salam, hi. Commands, iqra, read. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئِ, I am not lettered, I can't read, I don't know how to read. And from this some scholars deduce that he was given a parchment maybe to read, and looking at it he said he can't read. So he says, he grabbed me and squeezed me till I could bear it no more, and then released me. And then commanded again, iqra, read, recite, proclaim. So the Rasul says, ma ana biqari, I am not lettered, I don't know how to read. So again, and imagine the feelings, the emotions, high in the middle of nowhere, like even if his tribe were right at the bottom of the cave, at the bottom of the mountain, it would take them 2 hours to climb up to reach him. So alone, and this person has appeared in a place where no one else appears, and squeezes him again, and then releases him and commands again, Iqra. And the Prophet says, Ma ana biqari, I am not lettered, I don't know how to read. So then he says, he ordered after the third time, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name of your Lord who created, خلق الإنسان من علق, created man from a clot-like substance, اقرأ, read, وربك الأكرم, and your Lord is bountiful, الذي علم بالقلم, the one who taught man with pen, علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم, taught him what he knew not. And as he had come, he disappeared. And now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this extraordinary experience, bewildered, panic-stricken, nervous, packs up his belongings and rushes down the mountain to our mother Khadija radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha. And I imagine the long, trek down the mountain and the long walk or run to the city and then into the house of our mother Khadija. And she opens the door and he says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni, cover me, cloak me, wrap me up. So Khadija radiallahu anha, the righteous, righteous Khadija, Allah be pleased with you, wraps him up, cloaks him, comforts him, waits for the emotions to subside, and then asks him, what happened? So he says, I fear for myself, O Khadija. And scholars say, fearing for myself as in I fear for my sanity, or there's a translation on an opinion, fearing that maybe something evil has befallen me. And Khadija radiallahu anha says, no, wallahi, Allah will never disgrace you. Allah will never allow harm to befall you. You are good to your kith and kin. You help the poor. You house the destitute. You look after the traveler. You are on the noblest of characters. Allah Rabbul Izzah will never let that go to waste, and He will never let harm befall you. He will never disgrace you. So this is the moment where Muhammad ibn Abdullah became Muhammad Rasulullah, where from a life of an ordinary individual, now revelation comes to him. He is summoned to the office of prophethood, and he is henceforth Muhammad Rasul of Allah, Muhammad the messenger of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And it happened, dear ones, in this month and in these last 10 days of Ramadan. And because of this, Allah Rabbul Izzah has elevated the whole month. Can you imagine? قال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan, its distinguishing feature, the month in which the word of the Master was revealed. And so in Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr is when it came down. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. It was revealed in the night of Qadr, as in the night of power or predestination. And what do you know about Laylatul Qadr? It is a night better than 1,000 months. So think about it like this. If you read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ in Laylatul Qadr, it is like reading it for 1,000 months. And if you give sadaqah in Laylatul Qadr, it is like giving that for 1,000 months. And if you pray, Allah give me and you the capacity to do it, if you pray in the night of Qadr, and take a portion of it out for worship, Allah Rabbul Izzah will multiply that by 1,000 months. What a joy and what an honor and what a privilege. And also learn from this, whatever is touched by the Quran gets elevated. So the month the Quran came in got elevated. The night the Quran came in became the best night of the year. Make the Quran, allow the Quran to touch your lives and you, and Allah will elevate you through it. For your time and patience, I thank you. May the one above the heavens guide and guard you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.